Sometimes it just seems overwhelming trying to pray for your city. All the issues facing it in the past, the present, the future, the crime it faces, its government, people moving in and out, the economy, etc. Sometimes we just need some simple, practical ways to pray that take little time but make big changes. Things that we come across, things that are in our path. This following ideas come from Dr. Lawless, who's a professor of evangelism and missions and a dean of the Billy Graham School. So, Father, we lift up these ideas and we pray that those that are listening and those that this gets shared with, and we pray this does get shared with many, because if we begin to be mobile prayers and get out there and pray as often as we see things, encounter things, or hear things, how much more will you do on our behalf and for your kingdom's sake? Because your will, we want to be done on earth as it's already designed and destined in heaven. So we pray that people will pray for schools as they drive by them, that they would pray every time they hear a siren. Oh, blessing all those involved, praying for their safety, wisdom, healing. We pray for that people would pray for the news of their local area as they hear it or read it. That people would pray for those attending other places of worship, for people that they regularly see, for the ministers as they drive by Christian churches. That we would pray for our healthcare providers, for the families who live around us, for government officials that we are aware of or hear about, for children we encounter. So, Father, we lift up all of these and other ideas that many of us could brainstorm from this. People that we encounter, do business with, just meet for the first time or on a regular basis. Father, we pray that we would become people who do what you say, to pray without ceasing. We blanket our areas, that you would begin to pour out your spirit on everyone that we just mentioned. The schools, those dealing with sirens, the news, people that attend worship, people we see, ministers, healthcare providers, families, government officials, and children. We thank you, Father. We pray for the Christian administrators, teachers, and students in schools. We pray that they would be a light in the public school systems, that every time the siren goes off, that we would pray that you would put someone in their life to help them, that the people who read the news will take action if they can and pray, that the church pastors will walk with God, preach your word, and make disciples who make more disciples. We pray for those who follow other world faiths, that you would open their eyes to the truth of the gospel and give them the courage to step out for Christ. We pray for those that we regularly see, the gas station clerk, bank teller, anyone with regularity, that if they're not saved, they would come to know you in a personal relationship with Jesus. For all the healthcare providers, we pray, God, that you grant them strength, endurance, patience, wisdom, and help them in the life and death situations. We thank you for the neighbors in our community, and we pray, God, for opportunities to minister to them, and we pray especially for children. May none of them be hurt or caused to not believe in you. Instead, God, may we encounter them with love and joy, just like Jesus. Let them come unto him in Jesus' name.